Chapter 10, Luke chapter 10. I'm kind of excited about this morning's message at the 11th hour, but so I want to do as little as possible to hinder that, but I pray that we'd be able to look at something here that will help us practically in this first hour. Luke chapter 10, beginning in verse 38. Now it came to pass as they went that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. She had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about with much serving, and came to him and said, "Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me." And Jesus answered and said unto her, "Martha, Martha, thou art careful, anxious, fearful. Thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her." Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, again we pray that you would bless us this morning with thy truths, with thy word. How we pray the Spirit of God would again be our guide and our instructor. We pray for those amongst us that are ill, that are not here this morning, those that are working, those that are on the road. We pray that you would keep them and bless them. Let them know that they're loved and missed, Father. Lord, we do pray that, God, you would bless this day before us. We've met here to worship and praise you, and therefore we pray that the Spirit of God would assist us and help us to do that in spirit and truth. Now, Lord, we pray that you'd open up our hearts and our eyes now to this most blessed and yet practical truth. For it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. Again, our Lord takes us to no ordinary family. We have, as a church, met this family a few times in some of the messages that we've preached, but this is a very familiar family with the Lord Jesus Christ. As a matter of fact, history tells us, and Scripture even explains that, or leads us to believe that Christ often resorted to the house of Martha and Mary and Lazarus when he was in need of rest. He would often stop by, and he would be wearied in his ministry and his work, and he and the disciples would stop by, and he would find rest and comfort. And it's here in this secret chamber of this special family again that Christ would instruct us more clearly in our Christian service and charity. He brings two sisters to our mind. And it's amazing how the Lord Jesus Christ would do that, because this is a familiar atmosphere for him. These are not strangers. These are people that he's well aware of. And so it kind of shows us an example of the church. We hope and pray the Lord visits us every Sunday with his presence, and that he blesses us with his word. And so we kind of see a picture here with the Lord resorting to this very familiar family and drawing to our attention these two distinct ladies that have often served him. As a matter of fact, the Scripture tells us that Mary was the one that wiped our Lord's hair with her tears, and or his feet with her hair and her tears. And we also know that Martha and Lazarus were also familiar with the Lord Jesus Christ, as we learned in John chapter 11, that they were loved of Christ and Christ loved them. And so our Lord would show us a special thing here in this family, something that I hope and pray would help us. And again, I think it illustrates the church, because he's at this home with this very familiar family, and he brings to attention these two distinct sisters. And though the house is full, our Lord would direct our attention to these two sisters whom the Lord loved. I'm sure the house was full, not only with the disciples, maybe with others, but it's not to ridicule or condemn them, but it's to teach us all a valuable lesson concerning Christian service and charity. And I thank God that he would take two special people that have proven their love for Christ, and he would show us, reveal unto us their weaknesses so that he might instruct us. He's not condemning these sisters, but we learn a valuable truth from these sisters. Martha and Mary both have been converted. They were both believers according to the language of Scripture. Both have proven their love and loyalty to Christ, and both in their own way sought to serve Christ. Yet one is commended and the other one is admonished. Now this difference of character between Martha and Mary didn't change or diminish Christ's love for either one of them. Christ loved them both. Martha liked, as we can see from our text, Martha liked serving a lot. She was very busy in her service. Mary was one, I won't say was lazy, but Mary chose to sit at the Lord's feet and listen and learn while Martha was serving. They were both in their element, so to say, serving Christ in their own way. And though they had different characteristics, our Lord loved them both. And you'll find that in every church. Sometimes you'll find people more fervently serving Christ physically or actively, and you'll find others who are not so actively, and yet they're still serving Christ in their own way, in their own element, in their own gifts that God has given them. Some, again, some are more active. We wish that the church would be all very active, but in every church you'll find some more active than others. The problem with that is, as we'll see in a few minutes, if we get our eyes off Christ, those that are more active for Christ begins to get very bitter towards those who are not so active, thinking that they're carrying the brunt of the load and they could use some help. And yet our Lord would teach us again in this passage of Scripture, and I don't want to get ahead of myself, but our Lord would teach us that there are different characteristics and there are different activities and there are different services for everyone in the church, and we must merely seek to serve Christ in that measure of faith that God has given us and hope and pray that we could be an influence to others. But I pray that we'll see that here. Martha's zeal and desire to serve the Lord and her guest was very commendable. Yet she became cumbered or troubled about much serving. Look in verse 41. And Jesus said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful, anxious, troubled, and troubled about many things. She loved this service. I think we can take that from the passage of Scripture. She loved serving Christ, and yet at one time during her service, like I said earlier, she took her eyes off of Christ and she began to realize that she was serving others more than Mary was, and she felt Mary needed to help her, and so she became very cumbered or very anxious and troubled about her service. And I know we've all seen that, but I've seen that as well as a pastor, how many Christians sometimes allow themselves to be influenced by the seemingly negligence of others. And they kind of think, well, look, we're doing all the work and we're serving the Lord Jesus Christ and we're going about all these troubles. We're very active. And others just seem like they're not doing anything. And so Martha's service began to be a burden for her rather than a blessing. And it shouldn't happen that way. Again, I'm sure that Mary wasn't always just sitting around. We get it from our text that Mary was probably, this is probably why Martha is so disturbed, because Martha was used to Mary, her sister, helping her, but at this time, Mary's found sitting at the feet of Jesus and not serving as I'm sure she normally would have done, but now she's sitting at the feet of Jesus. And so I don't want you to get the idea that Mary never helped Martha, because that's not the impression we get from the text. The impression we get from the text is Martha is surprised because Mary's not doing what she usually does. But here's a special moment in Mary's life as well as in the Lord being there. The Lord is sitting there. It says she's learning, sitting at His feet and listening. So our Lord is saying something that has attracted Mary's attention. So Mary has decided that she's going to sit down and listen and not be troubled by serving. She wants to pay attention to what the Lord is saying. She wants to spend some time just taking in what the Lord is teaching. I don't know what He was teaching, but evidently it was something that attracted Mary's attention. I'm not saying that Martha wasn't listening. Martha was probably good at listening and working at the same time. Yet I'm sure the service began to get very troublesome. I'm sure the people and the work began to get very laborious, and she began glancing over at her sister and realizing that her sister's not helping her. She kind of got bitter and angry at her sister. You know, that service which was before her delight and joy had now become a frustration and a burden. And how often have we seen that amongst Christians, and even maybe in our own selves, but how often have I seen that in churches where people get their eyes off of Christ, and before long that which was before such a joy to them in serving Christ has now become a burden. They don't like doing it anymore. They're troubled by it. They'll do it, but they do it with the wrong spirit about themselves. They do it because they do it out of obligation rather out of privilege and rather out of a pleasure to do it. They do it out of obligation. And this same thing happened to Martha. Her service, which once was a joy and a delight to her, now became very troublesome to her. And we've seen many of that in service for Christ. And so I think the first thing that we can learn from our lesson this morning is whatever you're doing for the Lord, don't take your eyes off the Lord and look and observe what other people are doing and how they're doing it and how they're serving Christ. Too often we do that, and that influences us in the wrong way. We've got to learn as Christians when we're serving Christ to keep our eyes on Christ. If you don't do that, you're going to find yourself growing troubled in your service. It's going to be cumbersome. It's not going to be a joy anymore. And we have to be careful about that. Sometimes God will do that to try our faith. And I'm sure that there was, because it's recorded in God's holy word, I'm sure that God sovereignly worked in both of their hearts for this instance to reveal something about Martha and Mary so that we might learn from them. But beloved, we have to be careful that we don't look upon others, and that's exactly what so many Christians do. We begin to examine ourselves and compare ourselves with others, and then if they're not doing so much, then we don't do so much, and if they're doing less, then we want to do less, and we can't do that. God might give you or me, it depends on how God sovereignly gives His graces and His gifts and the measure of faith out, God might ask more of you than He does of others. That's not saying that you're better in the eyes of God, it's just simply God's way of choosing the vessels whom He wants to use and how He wants to use them. We had over in, and I've mentioned her before, over in Germany, we had a lady, and Lord willing, her and her mother will be visiting us next year, but she's handicapped, and so she stays at home. She's older than I am. She's over 50. But she's got a child's mind. Really sweet lady. Oldest member in the church in Heilbronn. But she's very nice, very sweet, and but she's handicapped. She's mentally handicapped, and so she has to stay at home. She can't do much around the church, but she'll do what she can. And when she does what she does it to all of her heart. And so I remember the times that I was treasurer. I didn't mind counting money, but I knew when on the Sundays when she gave money, it would be a task because she had a habit of, she didn't make a lot of money. She got, you know, pocket money from home and, you know, stuff like that. But she would keep all her change, and so she'd give the church all her pennies and nickels, nothing bigger than a dime, and so it would be just a big old bag full of change, and I would be sitting there counting all that change, and it would take me longer to count money than it usually did, because back in them days, we had to count every penny. We couldn't allow to leave the change in the box. We had to put everything in the bank, and that added up. But she did what she could. She gave what she could, and she was never frustrated, because people could do more. And that's exactly what we're talking about. And some people in the church, like in every church, some people do have more to do. They are given more responsibility. And that's exactly what we find here. And again, I want to emphasize the fact that Mary wasn't always just sitting around. We don't get that impression at all. But evidently this one time was a lot of work to do, and Martha was troubled that Mary wasn't up helping her. But suddenly Martha's joy turned into a burden for her, and she didn't delight serving Christ anymore. And I'm telling you in general, beloved, I've seen that throughout the last few months especially, and people that I know, and this last week heard some more news that really troubling to me about believers that I know and have known for a long time, that they become cumbered and anxious and troubled about their service. They don't find a delight in it anymore. And so they find themselves just slipping back into the world and find themselves enjoying themselves in the things of the world and not in the things of Christ. They don't serve Christ as fervently as they did before. And when they do, there's no joy into it. And that begins to affect everything. They come into the house of God and they don't come with anticipation and joy like they did when they were first saved, anxious to see what God's going to say today and excited about worshiping God. They come more out of obligation rather than out of joy and out of great anticipation of what the Lord's going to do. And it begins to affect everything you do for Christ. And it's exactly what we find in Martha. Her whole service was affected by it. Now, I'm sure she didn't immediately, when she seen Mary sitting there, I'm sure she didn't immediately begin complaining. I'm sure this began to well up inside of her. Maybe she tried to attract her sister's attention. Maybe she walked by her. Maybe she... or whatever it was. I'm sure she tried to do something at first to try to get her attention, yet to no avail. And it began to greatly influence Martha until Martha comes to the Lord. And she says in verse 40, "Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone?" Now it's the Lord's fault. "Bid her therefore that she help me."
That tells me that Martha tried to get her attention. She might have even went to Martha to Mary. It doesn't say that. But she asked the Lord, bid her to help me. And I'm sure, being sisters, I'm sure she tried to get her attention some way. But evidently it didn't work. And so now she goes to the Lord. She said, don't you care that she's just sitting there? She should be up serving me. Would you please ask her to get up and start helping me? And so not only has her service now began to be cumbered and troublesome, her spirit towards her sister has now become sinful. She's complaining to the Lord about her sister. You see, beloved, it's not only how we do things. It's in what manner and what spirit we carry those things out. I had a discussion this last week with somebody, and I made the comment that it's nice to have convictions, but when your convictions become so personal that you don't care about other people's feelings, then you're not handling those convictions correctly. Because convictions are good to have and important to have, and we've all got to have them. But we don't have them with this selfish spirit that it doesn't matter if my convictions hurt you or offend you. That's not the spirit of Christ. And so we see how this begins to affect not only her service, but now it has begun to affect Martha's attitude and character. And now she's complaining to the Lord. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 10:31, says, whether therefore we eat or drink or whatsoever we do, do all to the glory of God. Whether we eat or drink or whatever we do, do all to the glory of God. That is, we should act in all things as to honor God. That's what that means. Act in all things as to honor God, and so lead others by our example to embrace God and His service in the same spirit. It's a biblical definition from Webster's old dictionary. So to lead others by our example to embrace God and His service in the same spirit. We shouldn't allow ourselves to be not only troubled in our service because of what other people's not doing, we've got to be careful that our attitudes and our behaviors are not damaged, because that's what it leads up to. So you see, it began with her simply being troubled with her service, but where did it end up? It ended up with her attitude not being right. And it ended up with her complaining about her sister. Lord, do you not care that she's sitting around and not helping me? Please bid her to get up. Which again tells me that Mary evidently didn't heed her sister's suggestions. I mean, Scripture's silent there. I can't prove that. But she's asking the Lord to bid her to get up and help her, which kind of intends, I think, to me, kind of shows that she had made some kind of attempt to do it, and Mary kind of just waved her off, maybe. I don't think rudely, but maybe Mary just ignored her or said in a minute or whatever it might be. I can't prove all that because Scripture's silent, but we do know she says, bid her, therefore, that she help me. And beloved, so often I've seen churches crippled by this kind of attitude and behavior of others, what they're doing and what they're not doing. And again, they get that wrong spirit about themselves. Martha is justifying herself and her attitude before God. Listen to this. It's very selfish. She said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me alone to serve? She's justifying herself. She's left me alone to serve. She's wrong. So bid her to get up and help me. Beloved, when we get into that self-defensive mode or state of mind, 99% of the time we're wrong. If we have to defend ourselves and the way that we act based on other people's actions. You follow me that? That's an old Adam sin. Well, Lord, sure, but she. Eve, sure, but the serpent. You see? We've got to be careful about that. Psalms 119 says something about those that love the law of God, there's no occasion of stumbling in them. If Martha was serving Christ because she, and I'm sure she did love Christ, she just had a weak moment here, but if Martha continued serving Christ because she loved Christ and if she really took concern, like I said, I believe Mary was a faithful sister and helped her continue, but somehow Mary felt she needed to listen. If Martha was more concerned about Mary than herself, she would have probably said, well, Mary's probably, something's troubling Mary. Maybe she needs this moment. Maybe she needs to get some rest. Maybe she needs to hear from Christ. I'll go ahead and take it on me. She got selfish because she got troubled in her service. Isn't that what we do often in our own service amongst other believers? We tend to do the same thing. But our Lord rebukes Martha here mildly, gently, yet sternly. He says, Martha, Martha, verse 41, thou art careful and troubled about many things. Martha, you're not supposed to have that kind of attitude about yourself. But one thing is needful. And Mary hath chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her. You see, Martha, what you're doing may be good. And it is. Serving others is good. But one thing's needful. Your heart's not right. That's what he's saying. Your heart and your attitude's not right. Mary's is. He's not saying, Martha, you should have dropped everything too and sat at my feet. He's rebuking Martha for saying, Martha, your heart's not right. And your attitude's not right. Mary's is. And I want to, in just these closing thoughts, I want to show you something about Mary that I think is important. You notice we don't have anything recorded that Mary defends herself? Mary doesn't stand up and say, wait a minute. I'm trying to... No, you don't find that. What patient silence Mary shows. Her sister blames her for her devotion. Afterwards, the disciples blame her for her bounty and cost. Remember when she dumped the perfume out? Yet not a word falls from her mouth in hopes of justifying herself. She didn't try to justify herself now. And even when she poured that ointment out and the disciples condemned her, she didn't even say anything. Mary's a good example of a faithful servant. She didn't try to justify herself. She didn't try to defend herself. Mary patiently bears this. What a wonderful example we have in Mary. And we've got a wonderful example in Martha as well. It's wonderful not in a way that it's good and profitable, but wonderful because it kind of reveals unto us things about ourselves as well. Mary doesn't try to defend herself. Mary doesn't try to justify what she's doing. Mary patiently bears this silently. You see, that's the way that we should respond too. If our eyes are on Christ, if we're focused on Jesus Christ and people falsely condemn us, we won't feel the need to rise up and justify and defend ourselves. And yet, how often do we do that? There's something about it, beloved, when we know that our hearts are right. There's something about that enables us to be patient, to bear, to bear long, have long suffering, what charity says, doesn't seek its own. And that's exactly what Mary is doing here. You see, Mary's chosen that good part, which should not be taken away from her. So Mary doesn't feel that she needs to defend herself. And so we find two sisters here, both converted, both love the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm sure both wanted and desired and longed to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. One was serving Christ and got cumbered because of what the actions of another one was doing, and the other one just patiently bare with accusations and criticisms, even though I'm sure she could have, if she wanted to, rise up and defend herself. And so we find a wonderful example of here of our service and charity as Christians for the Lord Jesus Christ and others. Martha should have continued simply serving her, serving the disciples and her guests, bearing the responsibility, bearing the lack of Mary's service, if she had any regard for Mary or for her service for Christ. And so, beloved, that's an encouragement for us. And I'll just close with this thought. whatever we're doing for the Lord Jesus Christ, don't allow yourself to look at others and be influenced by that. And we're all prone to do that. I've heard preachers say, even in this very community, I've heard him say, I don't know why you put forth so much effort. People don't listen to you anyway. So why even make an effort? Why even try? People don't care. I'm not going to listen to you. I'm going to stay the same way they always was. Believe me, I've tried it. We can't look on the actions of other people. We have to keep our hearts and our minds fixed on Christ. Otherwise, our service begins burdensome. Amen? And then our attitude begins to be affected. And then before long, we're justifying ourselves above that of others, claiming that we're something maybe better than they because they're not doing what we're doing. And it leads to sin. And so therefore, I appreciate how the Lord will take a familiar family like this, someone whom He loves. And again, I think it's a picture of the church, Christ abiding with them and getting rest. And He's in a familiar area. He's amongst familiar people. I think it's a picture of the church, Christ in the church. And there's different services in the church. People have different services for the Lord. And some have more than others. And yet we should all keep our eyes fixed upon the Lord Jesus Christ. And if we do that, then our service won't grow cumbersome or troublesome, and we'll glorify the Lord in what we're doing. And so I think we have something just very practical here in Martha and Mary that we as a church can learn, and I hope and pray that we'll continue to learn that. Because again, like I said, there are going to be occasions sometimes when it feels like maybe you're the only one serving the Lord Jesus Christ and everybody's not. Don't get your eyes off the Lord Jesus Christ and begin like Martha, saying, Lord, nobody's helping me serve. Help them. Bear what the Lord's given you. Keep your eyes on the Lord Jesus Christ. And believe me, you'll continue your service with joy. And God blesses that. So I hope and pray that we could practically learn from Martha and Mary. Again, nothing real deep. No great theological secret here. Something very practical. You know? Choose that which is needful. You know? Let's pray. Father, we thank You again for Thy Word. Thank You for these very simple and practical truths. And we pray that, God, You'd help us to implement these things in our own hearts and lives. How often have we been troubled in our service because we've looked upon others and have been troubled by maybe their lack of service, maybe their lack of interest. Father, I pray that, God, You'd help us, Lord God, to keep our eyes upon You. Lord, we pray that, God, You'd help us to choose that one thing which is needful. Father, I pray that, God, You'd prepare our hearts now for the next hour. Lord, how I pray the Spirit of God would give me unction and liberty. I look forward to preaching this message, yet I know that without the Spirit of God, Father, Lord, it shall all be in vain. I pray that the Spirit of God would be our teacher and our instructor. Help us, Lord, we pray, that we might draw close to Thee. We might worship You in spirit and truth, for it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.